A labor expert, Austin Gami, says the current spate of requests by workers to negotiate the payment of premiums, if not controlled, can have a negative impact on the economy. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the strike by the Teachers and Education Workers Union, Mr. Gami said the current situation should be of major concern. He stated that the stance of some labor unions will not help the nation. He spoke to George Ankra.
This matter has been overflocked now. The group of people that assembled at home, and clearly we all came to understand this whole business about premium and the guidelines that have been issued so far. We all know that premium is not a negotiable item. A premium is a reserved carrot in the hands of an employer who seeks to invite critical and unavailable skills to enable the employer to perform its legitimate duties without hindrance or let. So this whole business of people seeking to negotiate premium and making it difficult for the state to continue to perform its legitimate business through government machinery, clearly a problem for this nation. Putting aside all the normal politicking in Ghana, people should begin to reason and recognize that if we do not rise up with one voice and speak against this evil, we will sink into oblivion. So it's about time Ghanaians, including state, even if they do not understand the processes of labor relations in its fullness, it is not out of joint for various other groupings like churches whose members work at various workplaces, for them to understand that the way they behave at the workplace is a clear indictment on society in general.
If I should take you down memory lane, in your time as a minister in labor, we were not having such demonstrations because, should I say, government was moving in fast enough to stop those agitations. Do you see any different situation today?
It's not so much about the government. Even though at the time there was some level of activity, government is just about 8 months, 9 months old. If such machinery is with all this hula baloo in the country, that is just over. I think that people are getting overly drunk with power, wanting to find something to demand, whatever it is. I think that we are losing control, and people have recognized that we operate with rules and regulations and laws and do not want to be part of Ghana. What it means that you have to create your own Ghana somewhere and go and live there outside the law that we have. So it's a concern, and let me put it bluntly this way. Some or most of the players in the field of people management and labor relations are simply not up to the task, and they do not have any major training, one-sided training, and people's mind being prepared to agitate or ask will not serve this nation anything. Travel a little bit, and I'm just scared what we are doing will not help this nation at all.
Mr. Gami said there is the need for the leadership of unions to appreciate the issues at stake before they embark on any strike.
Well, I'm surprised only government but all employers so far have demonstrated a serious cause for people to be concerned. Normally, if even you do not go to work for a day or two, and not because you have a genuine excuse duty from a qualified medical practitioner recognized by the employer, but you have taking from French leave on your own to go and hola about doing what is not in your to the benefit of the corporate body to which you work for, you are penalized by not being paid or giving letter of warning and so forth and so on. What about illegal strike? Clearly, or an action that is inappropriate. Clearly, what should be done is to invoke Section 1682 of the Labor Act for the employer to also demand what is due him. But all employers, private, public, and it's amazing to recognize that is what we practice in this country. And I wish they will avail themselves to be taught. That would be very helpful to them. But everybody is so proud in this nation that they cannot even listen to advice, and that is the problem.
So what is the way forward?
It's for us to learn to obey and abide by the rules and regulations and avail ourselves to people who know much or who understand this process to teach us. It's just like in the days in the Bible, people who are new newcomers or have had some calling, they sit at the feet of people who have had experience in their thoughts before they venture into the pulpit. So you cannot just walk up and say you are an industrial relations practitioner, you are a conflict resolution expert, you are a labor expert. Everybody in Ghana is an expert in something, and that is where we are.
Austin Gami is a labor expert.